when you get comfortable, you eventually become bored and stuck, and comfortable becomes the death to your progress. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of Roxy Talks, the manifestation podcast, where we discuss everything you need to do, know, be, understand, practice, revise in order to create the absolute life of your dreams. Whether you want to travel the world taking pictures and writing about it, or you want to start a business that helps heal thousands or millions or billions of people, or you want to write the next great novel series, or you want to sing on stage to millions of people, or you want to become a power couple with the person of your dreams, create an empire together. This is the place for you to dream big, to dream even bigger than that, to plug back into, to get tapped into, to remind yourself of your absolute and infinite power, and to give yourself the motivation to go after it. Because I know how easy it is to go off after everything. I know how easy it is to go after your dreams. I know how easy it is to pioneer your life. I know how easy it is to start a business. I know how easy it is to be your own boss. I know how easy it is to take radical control of your own life and have everything on your shoulders. I know how easy that is, right? I get it. I totally, totally get it. But also, I know how much it sucked for me personally to be stuck in the rat race, to be stuck in the regular 3D reality where cause and effect is the rule of the land, where 1 + 1 = 2, and that's it, where your past predicts your future. And it wasn't fun being stuck there. I did not like it. And even though it can be scary as fuck and stressful as fuck sometimes to hold this world and this level of what I've created for myself, and then to not just hold it, but then strive for more, it's scary. It can be. But also, it's so much better than ever any job that I ever had. Ever being at the mercy of anyone else, right? Like, not harnessing my power to control my life and choose my outcomes, even when believing in it is tested, my belief in it is tested, that is still better than any day working for someone else. For me. And I know some people are born to serve in that way, and I want you to honor that. It's just for me, I'm born to serve in a different way. And that's totally fine. When you understand how it is that you're here and meant to administer your purpose and to share your gifts with the world, and then you just do that, you find yourself in alignment with everything, with creation, with God, with your true self, with the universe, with the highest power, with creator, whatever that sounds like for you. You get to be completely aligned with the reason why God came to planet Earth dressed as you in the first place. But understanding who that is and understanding that person requires you to constantly evolve, to constantly assess and make adjustments. And this is where things can get tough, because when you are struggling or you're working really hard to achieve something and you do, there's a big part of you that just wants to settle into that and just let that be enough. And I'm not saying that I don't want you to anchor in the celebrations and the good things that happen and really enjoy your space and make the most of what you've created and what you've manifested. But also, when you get comfortable, you eventually become bored and stuck. And comfortable becomes the death to your progress. Comfort becomes super uncomfortable after a while, right? If you think about when you lay in the same spot for too long, you lay down and it feels really comfortable, and then you've been there for too long and all of your limbs ache, your neck hurts, your back hurts, right? It hurts after a while. You have to adjust. Comfort in the short term is excellent. Comfort in the long term grows moss. Your muscles atrophy when you don't use them. So understanding that in this life of creating amazing things for yourself and transcending what you thought was possible, doing things that no one in your generation, in your family has ever done, you have to be okay continuously stepping outside the box. Stepping outside the box, getting your bearings, resting for a moment, stepping outside the box, getting your bearings, resting for a moment, stepping outside the box, getting your bearings, resting a moment. This is what constant evolution looks like. And that is what is going to allow you to get to next level and next level and next level and open up more good and more possibility and more different and more awesome and more amazing. But you have to be fearless in moving through that uncomfortability. You have to be certain in your trust in yourself and knowing that whatever moves you make, it's going to pay off. Even if it feels scary, even if you're moving in the dark, even if you're trying things that you don't know will work, even if the things that you try don't work, you keep trying, you keep pushing, you keep refining, you keep opening up to more trust, you keep opening up to more belief in yourself. You keep shaking things up because if things remain sedentary for too long, they start to rust over. And you achieving your dream should be a well-oiled machine, right? Not a rusty, crusty faucet. So I want you to think about being uncomfortable as a good thing, as a positive sign, and not discomfort in a way that feels wrong to you, but uncomfortability in a way that feels exciting. It's meeting a new edge. It's understanding that you could do the thing that's easy and comfortable today, or you could do the thing that puts you outside of your comfort zone, the thing that feels stretchy, the thing that feels a little bit bigger than who you are right now. Do the thing that puts you in alignment with the actions of your future self or your ideal self versus today's self. And if you make a habit of that, what if uncomfortability became comfortable? What if you became uncomfortable at the thought of comfortability? What if you became uncomfortable when you noticed that you weren't growing anymore? What if you noticed that you weren't growing anymore and you actually took action? You actually decided to shake things up in that moment and you weren't tied to things that you used to do. You weren't holding on to old realities or old stories about yourself. You were letting go of things that needed to be let go of in the moment and not keeping them out of fear of hurting someone or what it was going to do to yourself or your reputation or your stability or whatever, when you know that something needs to go, you let it go and you're okay with it and you send it away with love, with the intention that it's going to be the best case scenario for everyone involved. And you let yourself evolve through these processes, through this growth, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, refining, not continuing to do the same shit that doesn't work over and over because you're comfortable there, because it's easy, because it's what you've always done, because it's scary to try something new, because it's scary to step out into the ledge, because it's scary to be in the spotlight or whatever. Noticing these things and then applying what you need to apply to it. Do you need therapy? Do you need coaching? Do you need a conversation with your mom or your best friend or your partner or your spouse? Like, what do you need in this moment to move through this? What kind of support can you look to your circle to provide for you as you take the next leap? And are you allowing yourself to have a supportive circle? Is that a story that you're telling? Do you believe that the whole entire world is on your shoulders and you have to do it alone? Or do you have a story that says, I have support, I have the right kind of support, I can turn to people in my life and they will help me? Because you provide that to them in some way. So changing up even the concept of what comfortability is. Yeah, I like to be comfortable as a reward for doing hard work and for stepping out on a ledge or for, you know, running a marathon. Yeah, you deserve some comfort, but you don't stay down. You get back up and you do something else big. And then you rest for a minute, you recalibrate, and then you get back up and you do something else. So this topic came from Mindset Monday. Actually, it was Mindset Tuesday. We hosted our live stream on a Tuesday this week, which we do on YouTube every week. So if you haven't joined us, please do on my YouTube channel. But one of the questions came through, can you do a podcast on it's okay to become uncomfortable, it's not your enemy. I used to strive for comfort. Now I realize that the coolest experiences I've had was when I stepped into discomfort. And then we had another community member who said, what helps get over the initial bump of getting out of your comfort zone? So I wanted to highlight the realization that the coolest experiences this person have had is when they stepped into discomfort. And really, when you're asking for new and different and more, and you're allowing yourself to receive different, you have to start acting different. You have to put new actions into play. You can't play by the same old rule book and expect the players to do something different on the field. If you're the coach in this scenario, then you need to call a different shot, right? A different play. I'm not a sports girl. But I've seen, what's that movie? What they're showing me with Adam Sandler? What's the one? Waterboy. That's the movie they're showing me. The playbook. With all the answers. So understanding that, like, when you let yourself be uncomfortable, when comfort is not the goal, when growth is the goal, when options are the goal, when fun is the goal, when mystery is the goal, when unlocking something new is the goal, and you let that be your lifestyle, then it gets to be a dance. It gets to be fun. It gets to be exciting. It's funny because I've seen this imagery before. They've shown me in my own thing, like telling me to move, but they just showed me it again. And it's like a speed skater going around like cones or whatever. Why is it all these sports references today? A speed skater. Like choo, 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 going down the ice, you know, my sound effects. Speed skater, like, jam, 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 like doing things, making moves, not stopping to really like think they're going, they're sprinting and they're making the moves. And then after the race is over, then of course they'll rest, they'll recalibrate, they'll refuel, and then they'll hit the fucking thing again. So what if you could turn what feels like the good thing, comfort, into the, ooh, no, 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 no. I feel comfortable. That's great because that means I've achieved. But also, it's time to move forward. That's my sign that it's time to do something, to shake things up. So what can I do different today? Go into meditation and talk to your ideal self. What do I do different today? How can I shake things up? How can I be in alignment with you, ideal self? What do I do next? What's my next move? and literally ask your intuition, what can I do to get out of this comfort zone? Because I could give you some general topics of like, you know, find something fun, do something that's like on your shit that brings me joy list. We talked about the self-care list, do the thing that is like sometimes I like to go swinging. Sometimes I like to pull out my amp and do karaoke in my living room. Sometimes I like to just sing and dance around to Mariah Carey. Sometimes I like to go in my studio. Sometimes I like to go on a walk. Sometimes there's other stuff, you know, tarot or reading books or playing games with my husband. We'd like to, even though it's just the two of us, we like to play What Do You Meme and like Cards Against Humanity, like those kind of games, and just like make each other laugh. And I always have such a good time. So resetting, recalibrating, like we said, just getting back to your point of genius, of happiness, of life is good. I feel good. I feel inspired. I have new opportunity flowing through me, because when you're in that joyful place, you're an open conduit. When you feel stuck, you're closed. So moving your energy, moving your body, literally just doing something that you actually enjoy to bring on new energy. Go into meditation, like I said, ask about what you can do next, talk to your ideal self, and find out what your next step is, and then move, and then move, and then move, and then think about, like, this is a question I ask myself, where's the leaky energy? Where are the holes in the boat? And then like a list of things will pop through of things that I know I should be doing or could be doing, that if I just did those things on that list, everything would help a lot and it would improve a lot of things. And when you do things like that, it allows you to quantum leap, because like I said, it's like holes in a boat. If I'm floating on a boat, or if I'm, you know, in a boat floating on the sea or something, or a lake or whatever, and it has holes in it, I'm not going to go very far. But as soon as I patch the holes, I can start moving instantly. And it doesn't have to take a long time. It just requires me to patch the holes. So do an inventory of, where are you allowing yourself to be too comfortable? Where are you spending too much time watching TV or scrolling your phone or sitting in Canva, making a bunch of slides or scrolling through Instagram looking for inspiration? What do you do that sucks a lot of your time away? And how can you refine that time and condense it so that you can be more powerful and more potent? And I'm just going to tell you as an example, because my eyes went straight to the counter for this. I'm like, okay, 18 minutes, because I said today, 15 to 20 minute podcast. I want to be more potent. I want my time to be used very wisely. And if I'm going to be on the podcast, I want to have something that is very powerful from start to finish, gives people exactly what they need, get in, get out, get the information, and then you go apply it. That's how it should go. So I'm working on my own refinement right now. I want to hit 2024. I want to hit the ground running, but not just running. I want to hit the ground fucking coasting, meaning that I have systems on my back end set up for me to let my business do a lot of the heavy lifting of selling and bringing in new clients, as well as serving my current clients. So I'm refining my entire back-end system. I'm updating my entire offer suite. If this is something that you know you need, if you've got holes in your offer suite, if your clients aren't re-signing, if you feel like you have to get new clients every single month, if you're having a problem getting new people in, you definitely have an offer suite issue. And on Wednesday, next Wednesday, a week from today, Wednesday the 20th, I'm going to be hosting a masterclass called Sweet Offer Suite. I'm going to link it in the show notes so you can grab it there. You can also grab it on, I'll put it up on my website, roxytalks.com, and also on my Instagram. You can sign up there. And I'm going to be teaching you how to create an offer suite that is more of an automatic system to bring you leads and to also build recurring revenue with your business. And serving and nurturing the people you have while bringing in new people, bringing you repeatable, predictable 5+ figures per month in your business, and scalable, meaning you can grow it. So that's what we're going to be talking about. If that's your jam, that's happening Wednesday, the 20th. Sweet offer suites. You can sign up RoxyTalks.com. It's also going to be available inside of the Big Beautiful Dreams Club with your membership. So if you're a Big Beautiful Dreams Club member, you automatically get enrollment. So if you're not a member, you can sign up for the masterclass on its own, or you can sign up for Big Beautiful Dreams Club and have it be a part of your membership. So I'm refining my offer suite. I'm really working to automate things and make it work in my favor really easy and smoothly so that I can focus on being in my zone of genius in 2024, which is going to be more outreach, more speaking, more visibility in a different way, because I want to test new things out and I don't want to get stuck in a rut like I did, because it's easy to find something that works and then just like hammer it. And then eventually you find yourself burnt out and then you're just like stuck and you're like, okay, well, what do I do now? So for me, my next goal, or my goal for 2024, is to not get stuck. And I'm going to not get stuck by continuing to move, continuing to refine, spending less time doing busy work that's not helping, and more time in my zone of genius, in my purpose, in my passion, because I can, because I've set myself up to have a system, to have an offer suite that serves me and serves my clients and allows me the freedom to do what I'm here to do, which is to share information, to convey messages, to inspire, to connect. That's why I'm here. So my challenge to you: where is the leaking energy in your current day-to-day lifestyle? Where's the leaky energy in your mindset? Where are you fearing, worrying, doubting? Where are you letting yourself believe that things cannot change? I suggest checking out the book, Busting Loose from the Money Game. It's a very good book for breaking the illusion of the hologram of reality so that you can stay focused on the manifestation and the magic. Also, 360 method. This is how I manifest. This is what I did to change my life and change how I think and how I use manifestation. 360method.co. And if you want a space where building your dream is supported, we are doing big goals, we're starting businesses, we're growing businesses, we are uncovering who we're meant to be on this planet, and we're doing it in a space of people just like us. BigBeautifulDreams.com are some options. If you'd like to work with me, you can hit me up on Instagram in the DMs. I'd love to hear how this episode hit you, how it landed, how it resonated, and what you're going to do to shake things up and ensure that you are not staying in a comfort zone, in 2024. In numerology, 2024 is 8, right? And the number 8 is great for success and leadership, but it's also a number of repetition and cycles. So the best thing you can do is take December and set yourself up for an amazing 2024. Get your back-end systems in place. Get a plan for your mindset, for what you're going to be doing to challenge yourself and to push yourself, and understand where you're at with your purpose so that you can be in it next year. When 2024 hits, you should already have all this stuff ready to go. Your business should be set up, your revenue streams, your back end, however you're bringing in money from your big beautiful dream, that should be set up and refined before the year starts. And you should have a plan for when and where and how you are going to serve the world your gifts, whatever they may be, however you're going to do that. Leave yourself room for your genius and your magic by setting yourself up on the back end in a way that supports you. And whatever that means with your schedule, with your business, with your habits, with your morning routine, your night routine, your day routine, whatever it is, now is the time to get set up into a cycle that actually works for you. Because 2024, again, with numerology, it's going to be easy to get caught into cycles. Well, if that's the case, I want to get caught into a cycle of constant evolution. of constant evolution, ease, and joy, and more joy, and more evolution, and more joy, and more evolution, and more joy, and more ease, and even more ease, and more, and more of that, and different, and new, and fun. That's the energy we're taking into 2024. That's the energy I'm taking into 2024. So hit me up on Instagram or leave a comment on Spotify. Let me know what your plan is for how you're going to do 2024 the best way possible. If you want my help implementing your changes, pointing out the blind spots you may not be seeing, if you want a boost in your confidence, if you want to work on the mindset that you have going into 2024, you want to work on the practical stuff, whatever it is, RoxyTalks.com, or you can email us hello@RoxyTalks.com for information. BigBeautifulDreams.com if you want to join the Big Beautiful Dreams Club and have a space for support as you build your dream life. I'm so proud of you. I love you. You can really do anything. You just have to push yourself to go beyond what you're comfortable with doing today, because what you're comfortable with doing today is only going to get you more of what you have today. And that's just a fact. There's no way around it. So push yourself. Be in the energy of newness. Allow yourself to be something different and to push and to change and to welcome uncomfortability, because it means something new is coming. And that is very fucking exciting and awesome. And when you operate like that and you know abundance is everywhere in this world, you allow yourself to be on the receiving end of new, exciting, abundant things. And I cannot wait to hear how that unfolds for you. I love you so much. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.